Perhaps we could get, say, two volunteers to come on. Okay, so one hand here and one hand over here. Come on down if you want to meet me on either end of the stage. Come on over here. Come on down. What's your name?
Priyanka.
Priyanka. Nice to meet you. David, come on over. And stay, if you want to wait right here. And what's your name?
Calvin.
David, nice to meet you. Come on over here where Priyanka is. So Priyanka, you raised your hand first, so you get to choose. Do you want to go first or second in this little challenge ahead? OK, so Priyanka is going to go first. If you want to stand over there, Calvin. So the challenge ahead here is, could you go ahead and represent for us in binary, using each of these light bulbs and in turn switches as zeros and ones, say the number 50. So you might turn one light bulb on, representing the 32's place. Might turn a light bulb on representing the 8's place. So our total count now is 32 plus, not 8, plus 16, I think, which is going to give us 32 plus 16, which is 48. And so we get now a round of applause, if we could, for Priyanka. Thanks very much. Give us just a moment. So each of these light bulbs then represents just a switch or a bit. And inside of your computer, if you've ever heard the phrase transistor, a transistor is just a tiny little switch. And our computers today have millions or billions of these switches that they use physically to represent information and store values, just like Priyanka did here. So if a computer were to represent the number 50, it would literally turn on three switches of sorts, store a little bit of electricity here, here, and here to represent the number 50. And it would leave off all of the other switches, the other five in this case, if we're using 8 bits or 1 byte. Calvin, you raised your hand second. And so we have one other challenge ahead. Fortunately, these things are magnetic. So let's take things up a notch. And if you would, Calvin, how about the number 13, if you will? How would a computer represent the number 13, where each of these light bulbs from 1 to 128 represents a bit? We had, of course, the 1's place over here, the 2's place, 4, 8, 16, and so forth. So we can ask the audience, should we turn on, for instance, this bulb here? No, way too big. How about this one?
No, too big.
OK, and you're in charge. Ask the audience.
This one?
Yeah.
OK, so we have 1, 2, 4, 8.
Four
gives us 8 plus 4 is 12. And another round of applause if we could. Thank you. Thank you. You got the tougher job. Thanks to you both.